Facebook censors Tucker Carlson for false news. By Alim Bokhari on September 25, 2020. Facebook has restricted the page of Tucker Carlson, the most popular cable news host in the country, smearing the Fox News host as sharing false news. Carlson posted a picture of a message his page received from Facebook, informing the owners that the page now has reduced distribution and other restrictions because of repeated sharing of false news. People will also be able to see if a page has a history of sharing false news. Facebook did not specify in its message what the alleged false news consisted of, or whether the restrictions would be lifted before the election. Today's censorship by Facebook, said Carlson, in response. It's no coincidence that the election is just weeks away. This comes amid growing pressure on Facebook from the corporate media, which alleges that conservative media dominates the platform. Social media censorship is intensifying ahead of the election. While Mark Zuckerberg has previously sought to present himself to the public as a defender of political speech, his platform previously censored an ad from the Trump campaign that condemned the violent Antifa movement. In the race for Florida's 21st congressional district, Facebook continues to offer a platform to incumbent Representative Lois Frankel, DFL, while denying one to her Republican opponent, Laura Loomer. Zuckerberg previously committed not to censor politicians. Facebook has also censored conservative media. Earlier in the year, the platform scrubbed any news reporting that mentioned the name of the alleged Ukraine whistleblower, Eric Chiaromella. More recently, it censored a viral Breitbart News stream of a press conference of frontline doctors discussing the COVID pandemic. Breitbart News has reached out to Facebook for comment. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His upcoming book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.